It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to Adventures in Business podcast. I'm your host, Amy Zander. And as always, I'm here with my co-host, the great Lisa Fisher. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Amy, I'm doing fantastic. I'm super excited about our guest and just, you know, it's the beautiful fall day today. Yeah, Amy, how are you? I just heard you're jumping on a plane soon.
I am. I'm going on a plane tomorrow morning, going to Seattle, Washington. Never been there before. Just going with a couple friends to check out something new. So yeah, so I'm off to my own adventure, right?
I love it.
Yeah. So today's guest is a gentleman that I have the privilege of spending every week with at our B&I group. I've gotten to know him quite well over the last couple of years. We played on our kickball team together this summer, which was a lot of fun. He was our power kicker. Anyway, with no further ado, I'd love to introduce our guest today, Justin Madar. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
You kind of know when you've been around maybe a little too long, because I went to school with this successful young man's mother.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know both of you guys personally and businessly, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Oh, yes.
So Justin, share with us, what exactly do you do?
Yeah, so I am a producer for commercial, personal lines and life insurance at Myers, Lombardini, Lemansky Insurance. I know it's a tongue twister, so a lot of people just do MLNL for short. We're located here right in East Lansing, actually right next to the new Costco off Saginaw Highway and Park Lake Road, I believe it is. I can't remember. I get Park Lake and Round Lake confused all the time.
So how long have you been doing the insurance thing, Justin?
It'll be 5 years in January. So January 21st, I believe I started right after I graduated college and December of 2016. So it's been a crazy ride. It flew by pretty fast. Honestly, it's like I started the other day and next thing I know, it's 5 years coming up. And I feel like that's kind of an accomplishment for me to be in it for 5 years. And they've always said that 5 year mark is where it makes or breaks you. So I'm glad I'm almost past it. So
nice. Yeah. I follow you guys on social media. I've also done business with your company. And you guys seem to have a lot of fun where you work. You have a lot of different contests and different shirts you wear during the week. And you also do a lot of community support too. So do you want to talk a little bit about your company culture?
Yeah. So, I mean, we keep it very active. So, I mean, nobody wants to go to a dull place and just, you know, do your 9 to 8 to 5, you could say. So we keep it very entertainment, I should say. And actually all of us that work in the office are all pretty competitive. So anytime we're doing like a group activity, it's everybody always wants to win. So especially me included, being from my background in football and things like that. So I mean, it's a great place. I mean, some people might think we do a lot, but honestly, I think we don't. We do enough, and we probably do more than 99% of agencies. I mean, we just love giving back to the company culture, love giving back to our communities. Me and two other people are on a board at our office. We call it MLNL Cares. So we do a $500 donation to a local nonprofit each month. So it feels really good just to give back and help our community.
Yeah, that's amazing. I always love to hear those stories. It's an important part of being in business is giving back for sure. And you guys have like a belt, right? Like a heavyweight belt or something that people win. What is that all about?
Yeah, so we have the owners, Lisa and Will, are very big into the MMA. So to make it just, you know, another thing that, you know, makes people try harder, makes it more beneficial. So we do a sales belt once a month. So whoever has the most sales for the month prior, we do it after the second week of the following month. So we get to, it's basically just bragging rights around the office. I mean, it's a great thing to do. And, you know, every time marketing reps come in, whoever won it, make sure that they let them know that, hey, have you ever seen the sales belt? Here's the sales belt. Oh, I'm the winner. So it's always good to brag a little bit. It gives you bragging rights for, you know, a month and, you know, just pushes you to keep winning it. And so you can keep those bragging rights.
You ever had the opportunity to have those bragging rights, Justin?
Oh, I have had them a lot of times. I believe in 2019, I had it 9 out of the 12 months. So 2020 was kind of different because we were all working remote, so we couldn't do a whole lot. But this year is off to it. We're about dead even. All of us wanted just about as many, just about the same amount of times.
Fantastic. So for my unsportslikely knowledge, I'm not sure I'm even saying that right, but for my ignorance in sports, for lack of better words, MMA, mixed martial arts, am I close?
Yes. Yeah, so they're huge Conor McGregor fans, and they love going to Ireland. They go to Ireland about every 2 years and visit there and stay for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. But yeah, so we, again, it's not like it's a huge thing. It's just bragging rights, something you hang above your desk for the month and make sure everybody, when they walk by, you let them know that, hey, I'm the winner. I just want to make sure you guys knew. So,
so that leads me for a little backstory for you. So tell us, you touched a little bit, your competitive side comes from being in football, but share with us a little bit of that backstory and how that led you to know that you wanted to be in the insurance industry and why you're doing what you're doing.
I didn't really come out of college wanting to be in insurance. It just kind of happened. You know, when you spend, you know, you're in college for all those years, you get done, you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? So, you know, I went through the application process of applying for tons and tons of just any job I could find and went through tons of interviews. And actually I got connected through the owners because we're the owners of the agency and my mom actually was in a B&I together. So they connected us too. And I always knew I wanted to do something with sales. I love to talk and meet people. And I find myself being a different kind of millennial, I guess you could say. So it just kind of happened. And next thing I knew, I was hired doing my exam, doing the test, doing all these classes. And I do love it. It's great to help people and to, you know, to make sure that you're protecting people's, you know, biggest investments. And it's just crazy what you see and what you hear and the claims, and it's nuts. And I mean, it's a perfect job for me. I mean, I get to still be competitive. I still get that edge of, you know, I can win over an account or I can, you know, beat somebody out and something like that. It just helps drive me a little bit more too, especially having the competitive background in football and things like that.
So what are some of the biggest challenges that you're facing in your job right now?
I mean, I don't want to go back on COVID too much, but a lot of people are, you know, things are starting to open up a lot more now than what they were a year ago. So, I mean, the hardest challenge is just kind of setting time up to meet with people because there's individuals you don't want to be too pushy. There's individuals who honestly don't care and would love to meet with you. So, I mean, and I do feel like sometimes people do use it as an excuse, especially for meeting commercial wise. They just don't have time. They don't have the staff, things like that. That I would say that would be one of the hardest struggles that we're doing right now, just trying to move forward and find other ways to get over that hump to get in there and meet people.
Where are you finding are some of your most successful places to go to meet people and get those connections?
Honestly, it's the current clients you have. I mean, sometimes people I feel like take for granted, you know, the clients they already have, but those clients that you already have already, you know, usually have your trust. They're more than willing to refer you out, especially if you're taking good care of them. And I found that I've circled back to following up with a lot of current clients, just trying to, you know, check LinkedIn, see if they're connected with anybody, Facebook, whatever it might be, just to, you know, find that edge to put me above somebody else to get that introduction. So that's kind of what we're doing right now, trying to get, you know, find just more avenues. It's the constant cycle of things work, and then they stop. So it's just constantly trying to figure out what's the next step and what's going to work the best next.
So you said you've been in insurance for 5 years and you went to school locally, right? Olivet.
Yep.
Right? College in Olivet.
Olivet College. That's actually the third college I attended. So.
Okay. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Holt, Michigan.
Okay. So close.
Yep. Yeah. So I was still in the greater Lansing area and I've always wanted to stay in the greater Lansing area. I've always enjoyed my time here. I mean, I've got to travel out of state a few times and my wife is from Indiana. So I don't know how I convinced her to move here, but I did. So it was worth it. And she loves it here too. So I don't think we're ever going to venture too far out of the Lansing area for sure.
What do you like about working in the Lansing area?
Just the connections. I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, people are giving handouts per se, but like my family's all grown up here. I mean, like I met Lisa one time at one event and she knew exactly who I was as soon as I dropped a name. And that's just, it's just word of mouth. And, you know, if I moved to some different location, you know, I'd have to get reallocated, rebuild a name for myself. And already being in the Lansing area just kind of helped connect everything together.
Yeah, I've always found, I mean, it's our capital city and it's big because it's got East Lansing and the university right next door and all these suburbs, just like a lot of other cities. but I always feel like it's a small, big city. Like I run into people I know everywhere I go, and people always know somebody I know. And it's just it is a really good town for connections. I think people are, we're technically the Midwest, so we're friendly, yes, right, too. So people are usually willing to help.
Absolutely. I found it just takes the courage to ask people for help. And 9 times out of 10, people are always going to do whatever they can to assist in any way they can. I mean, it might not always work out, but usually people are very courteous and nice and are always willing to lend a helping hand, you could say.
You didn't think that you were going to land in insurance. That wasn't really your plan necessarily in college. That's where you ended up. So what is something that is the most surprising to you about this industry that you didn't know about or even think about when you were looking into it?
Well, that's a good question. So, I mean, the thing that most surprised me is just how much individuals don't understand the actual coverage that they have. And what's important, you know, you think of today's day and age and people are always just trying to save and find ways to cut back, when honestly, they don't understand what exactly they're cutting back on the coverage wise. So that's one of the things I try to always preach to people is the coverage. I never go into a sale trying to sell on price, because yes, price is important, but it's also your livelihood. I mean, you could buy a $1 million house and insure it for $50,000 if you wanted to, but at the end of the day, would you rather pay a little bit extra to have everything fully covered, or save a couple a couple hundred bucks a year to be screwed if you ever had a claim? So, I mean, that's the thing that most surprises me, is that people just don't understand what they actually have. And I mean, I was the same way when I was first getting into it. I'm like, well, what is this? What's that? What's this? And you know, even my parents didn't even know. I had to explain it to them. So that's the thing that most surprised me, is that people just don't understand. They understand that they have to pay it, and they always want to pay the least amount that they can, but they just don't understand the full big picture of the whole entire situation.
Right. And especially with business insurance, your house is your house, right? And all the stuff in it, and there's a few other extras, but business, there's so many different kinds of business, so many different things, lines of liability and things like that. And it's just, I've been going through the process this year of getting different quotes for business insurance and things that I never even thought of, like cybersecurity and all this stuff, public speaking insurance, and like all kinds of stuff that I didn't know we should probably have. So I love being in our B&I group with you and another insurance guy, and then Nick too, the financial guy, because I just learn so much stuff about that stuff. And when you guys were explaining over again about how the whole auto insurance no default thing was changing last summer, and so many people just didn't understand that if they did nothing, they weren't probably covered enough. And so yeah. I was so glad I was in the same room with you guys.
that was a huge impact on everybody. I feel like that no fault reform, it just came out of nowhere. So but it was good that, you know, especially our agency, we're so up on education that we were just funneling everything. So we knew it like the back of our hand when the time came, and we can explain every step and every process and every situation that could have come up. And it's just, I should say proud of the fact that we were able to do that, because we educate our clients, and then educating the clients then builds that trust in us even more. So
right.
Just knowing what you're doing is probably the best thing that I would ever advise anybody to do. Don't just go off the cuff. But yeah, I mean, that no fault reform really was a change for what I was used to the first couple of years, to then having to get reallocated with all the new rules and laws and things like that.
Are you a small business or a nonprofit that wants to market better? Of course you want to market better. Join heavy-hitting marketing agencies and experts at the Michigan Marketing Outstanding Brand Summit. All the big bosses will be there. 17 presentations on cutting-edge topics like brand dominance, how to make a logo that doesn't suck, figuring out what the heck SEO is, launching your own damn podcast, upcoming annoying changes for social media, creating videos that slay, and so much more. Win big prizes and take advantage of exclusive marketing training. Join the ranks of marketing bosses throughout Michigan and meet me, Amy Zander, the reigning marketing mobstress of Michigan. Mark Friday, May 6th, 2022 on your calendar. It's not too far away to start planning now. Follow Zedia Media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for a chance to win tickets. Visit zediamedia.com for more information and to purchase tickets. That's ZEEDIAMEDIA.com. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
And I'd like to give a big shout out to you and Will, because when this was coming, I invited you to an event and speak to a group on the changes and putting that knowledge firsthand into their, at least getting them thinking about it prior to, was huge. It was very instrumental in decisions that people made moving forward. And it was, you know, in enough time that they could make a great educated decision. So thank you guys so much for that presentation. So if you guys ever want somebody to come in and talk to your group, reach out to Justin.
Do you think that with so much more information being online and people having paperless billing statements and, you know, just having everything emailed to them and contracts and all that, do you think people read those things less because they're electronic?
I would definitely agree with you.
Yeah. Yes.
People nowadays are just like, I want it now done. You know, the patience isn't what it used to be.
It's easier to ignore an email or put it in a folder or whatever than if you had
I mean, the way that technology is now, I mean, 9 times out of 10, we're doing our applications all electronically, but we also do things a little differently than most agency. We actually do what's called a quote video. So people are more likely to watch a video rather than read through an application or things like that.
Sure.
So basically, it's just a video of our face, obviously, in the right-hand corner. And then we go through each proposal with them in a video. It's all recorded. We send that off to them. And we have gotten some amazing feedback off of that, because people like, I mean, if you look at just a common person looks at their deck page or their declarations page, I should say, it just looks like gibberish. So having a face and a voice and somebody who knows what they're doing, review that with them through a video, it's made a world of difference. We started doing that, I believe, right before COVID hit a bit, either at the end of 2019 or beginning of 2020, we started hitting it hard. And one of our agents, every single proposal he sends is through that quote video. And it's just awesome to be able to go through line for line and have a better understanding. You know, we can explain the different coverage that people might not understand what this is for, what that's for, what this is for. And it's definitely helped out a lot.
So this video is pre-recorded and you send it to the, so they can watch it whenever they want or rewatch it. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yep. So it'll be, so what we do is we'll film the video just at our desk, like, you know, like you do on Zoom. It's basically the same thing as if you're sharing your screen. We'll create that. We'll send that to them in an email platform. It's just a hyperlink. You know, they have a password, usually it's their last name. And then we also send a copy of the proposal so they could follow along. If they have any questions, they can call us back afterwards. And again, we've had great success with doing it that way.
Yeah, it sounds like it's saving everybody a lot of time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nice. And again, it's just another way to build that relationship and just show that we're there. And, you know, it's just, we can actually put a face to a name instead of just a phone number and a over the phone voice. So,
right.
And that's the thing that we love to do, is just getting out and meeting people and talking to people and things like that.
What an opportunity to be part of a group that's forward thinking. You started this before the pandemic, and having that video component has just kind of blown up, right? I mean, it's more and more people had to pivot, if you want to use that word, to be able to do something you've already put into place with so many wonderful components and wonderful pieces that are taking place there. Has there ever been a time when you received some really bad advice in what you're doing?
I have, actually. I was in when I first started, I was at a conference doing an education, just learning at, you know, one of our companies. Platforms, you know, things like that. And an agent was in there and he was just looking and smiling and laughing. And he told me to always fake it until I make it. And thinking back on that now is a huge errors and omissions claim just waiting to happen. that was probably, you know, that you hear that, you know, that saying
all the time.
Common, but you think about it, you just sit there and there's just no way I'm not going to tell somebody a false answer and just hope it's right. I mean,
scenario.
I mean, people understand when they call and, you know, if they ask me a question I don't know, I'm going to be honest with them. I'll be like, that's a great question. I'm going to, you know, just give me, you know, a couple hours here. Let me call the company and I will get you the answer by the end of the day. I'd rather do that 100% of the time than give them some false, you know, off the cuff saying just to, you know, to move on from that conversation onto a new one. But yeah, I mean, that's That would probably be the worst advice I've ever received. Fake it till you make it. So
there you go, listeners. When you reach out to Justin, you get the real deal. There's no fake it till you make it there.
That's right.
I love it. Have you ever felt like throwing in the towel and doing something differently?
I'd be lying to you if I said I hadn't. I mean, I feel like everybody always hits that point. You're going to hit walls in life. It's just on how you overcome that and, you know, move on. I mean, there's times where it's just dead and I have nothing to do. But coming down to it, I'm responsible for my own destiny. So, I mean, and being in, I always like to refer back to sports just because that was my whole entire life for, you know, 23 years. It's just, you know, you're never going to get the outcome you want unless you try your hardest. So, I mean, if I ever hit a wall, it's probably because I didn't do what I needed to do, you know, a month or two before to get to that point then. So it's just always looking out for the future and, you know, always pushing yourself to control your own destiny. And I love being in charge of, you know, my destiny and not having anybody else be in charge of what I can do and what I can't do. And being an independent agent gives us the option to make those decisions. And that's what I enjoy most about it.
That's great. So what are you looking forward to right now? Something coming up?
I'm looking forward to getting over the holidays. 12/31/1/1 is a lot of renewals just because of businesses, things like that, like to keep it on a whole calendar year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And usually around the holidays, it's pretty slow. People are, you know, traveling, getting with family, and which they should be. It's the holidays. They need to be together with their family, especially with everything going on. But I'm ready for that to get over with, and we can move on to 2022. And hopefully it's a more successful year than the year before. And that's what I always hope for.
Good answer. So, all right. So what is some great business advice you've been given?
There's been so many of them. It's kind of hard to choose from, but I mean, I'd go refer back to, you know, being in charge of your own destiny. I mean, I love being able to make the decisions and help people and get that through. Best advice I would have probably have received is it would be something along those lines. Sorry, I wasn't quite ready for that question.
No, that's a good answer.
The best advice I've ever gotten is, you know, honestly, never give up. I mean, you always have a fight as long as you're willing to try. So.
Right. Try something, even if it's wrong. You're trying something.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was not quite ready for, too, when I got into the insurance, is that I was going to fail a lot. And wasn't quite used to that growing up. I mean, look at everybody's wins all the time now. So, I mean, that's just on how you set your mindset, too, and, you know, you're going to get a lot of no's. You're going to get a heck of a lot of no's. But with every no you get, you're one step closer to a yes. That's how I always look at it.
Brilliant. So who would you consider as one of your mentors in your success?
Ooh, I'm sure Will would like me to tell him it was him, but I mean, you're always going to have that one person that made the biggest impact on your life. And I would say my defensive line coach in college, Coach Maloney, Warren Maloney, he was the best person, the best overall male role model I think I've ever had. You know, he would give his shirt off his back for anybody. You know, he never yelled. He yelled at me one time, and I'll never forget it, and he'll never forget it. He always reminds me of it. So he pushed me to limits that I never thought I'd get to, and he found ways to, I wouldn't say manipulate me, but find ways to motivate me to better myself, as well as, you know, how I treat people, how people treat me. He always went into every conversation, like, I'm going to treat you the same way I want to be treated myself. And that was I just would go sit in his office for hours and hours and hours every day, even if we're not practicing, just because I just loved being around him. He was just an overall great guy. And I still talk to him to this day.
That's amazing. That's what a tribute to your coach. I love it. I love it.
You're a pretty amazing guy too, Justin. I mean, you are. I mean, we had a great time on our kickball team, and it was fun to see you and your wife. You weren't married yet because you just got married in August, right? But the two of you, she's quite athletic too. And the two of you on that team and your competitive spirit and the way that you played the game. But there was a couple times too where you really rose to the occasion to defend one of our players one time that was kind of being harassed by the other team. And it was awesome. Like, you stepped up and you're a tall, big football player, dude. And I was like, yes, I'm so glad Justin's on our team.
Yeah, I did.
But you stuck up for him, and that was awesome. I mean, somebody had to say something and you did, and it was awesome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I always grew up like that. I mean, I wasn't the best in school, and I actually had to get letters of recommendation from my high school teachers for the program I was trying to get into at the time. And one of the things that she put in there was Justin was always looking out for us. I actually have it. I should bring it in and show you. This kid, I remember she started yelling at our teacher, or he started yelling at our teacher, and I grabbed him and threw him out of the classroom. I didn't even get suspended for it. So it was kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, and she treated me fairly. She treated me like everybody else. I didn't get any special treatment from her. And she actually made me try very, very hard to get a good grade in that class. But I when I look at that letter of recommendation, it always, you know, makes me smile a little bit that I've always felt like I'd be a person to put, you know, others before myself. And it leads over to insurance as well. I mean, I'm always, one of the biggest things you can ever do is, you know, we're insuring people's, like I said, biggest investments. And I'm always wanting to put their needs before my own. Yeah, it'd be nice to make a couple of dollars, obviously, but being able to protect and make sure and confirm that, you know, their biggest investment is covered correctly. And if something goes wrong, that they don't have to worry about it. That's just one thing I love and enjoy about the job the most, I would say.
Yeah, it definitely comes through in how you approach everything. You're doing a great job. I can say that. I see you every week. I know you are. Thank you. Yeah. So is there anything that you are listening to or reading or getting inspiration from currently right now?
Yeah. So I've been reading The Attitude 101 by John C. Maxwell. And I just love that, you know, your attitude can change an environment, especially if people look at you as a leader. I've always kind of considered myself, I don't need to toot my own horn, but as a leader vocally and just leader in examples. And I can tell, like, if I go through a slump and I'm not in the best mood, that usually people around me are in the same mood. So I try to come in every day with just a cheery, chippy attitude. Cause I mean, I just love people, making people smile. Every time I see you, Amy, I'll be like, hey, Miss Amy, how are you?
I know, you always make me smile.
It makes you smile. So that's the one thing I love to do is make people, you know, smile, laugh, enjoy, and time. And, you know, even if it's just for a couple of minutes, I just soak it in. And it's what I enjoy the most is just making people's day.
Well, you do, for sure.
You know, when we've had opportunities of sitting down or speaking, it's like time just flies by because it's that comfortable conversation and, you know, not Mr. Rogers, but just very authentic and real. And you want to keep going and you want to keep talking. And right. I really appreciate the way you come across and just think it's going to continue to build your success. So who do you think we should speak to next?
Ooh, there's a line of people. I know that Chris in our office was pretty jealous that I was doing this today and he wasn't. So, but it just depends. I mean, I could refer you to, I mean, Chris Cook in our office, Will Lemansky. We have some CSRs in the office. We also have, there's different agents in the area with Ben Rathman. I'm one of the owners of Rathman Agency. He's a really good friend of ours and mine. I talk to him all the time. You know, even David Brownfield with David Brownfield Electric, he might find some value in this. I could go on all day, Lisa. How many names do you want?
I love it. Well, this is an opportunity for them to come and tell their story. And maybe we need to do one with all of you from your office on there and see who can win that MMA belt.
Well, I'm not going to invite them, so I win automatically. How about that?
All right. I love it. Fantastic.
Yeah. Is there anything that we have not asked you that you want our listeners to hear about you or the insurance agency or the industry in general or just the Lansing area? Anything?
Yeah. I mean, I would always work with people that I trust. That would be my biggest advice to anybody. I mean, even if it's not, you know, me in general, if I call and talk to somebody and they have a really good relationship with their current agent and they trust them, I'm not going to keep pressuring or calling that person because I understand loyalty and I appreciate the fact that people are loyal still. And that's how I'd want my clients to be too. I don't, you know, if somebody calls them out of the blue, I want to be that person that they think of and be like, oh no, he's a good guy. I trust him and he takes care of me. If I call him, he calls me right back. If I email him, he's emailing me within, you know, certain amount of time. That's the kind of person I want to be. And that's the kind of advice I'd give to other people. It's always just put somebody else or put your clients before yourself and make sure that they're taken care of because in the end, they're going to take care of you.
Absolutely. Nice. Well said.
Very well said. And I love the fact that when you were talking about other people to invite, and you were bringing up what some people would consider competition when you brought up Ben and a couple, even the people within your own office, because sometimes we create that competition in our office. Yet again, bringing a presence of collaboration and that kind of wrapped up, tied it nicely with a bow of working with people you can trust. And as you've said, I'm not going to take somebody's client from them and have good fits. And you just brought it all back together very nicely.
Well, thank you. I honestly didn't mean to.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being with us. This has been a joy and a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm excited to see you again next Tuesday at our BNI group. And thank you again just so much. This has been great, Justin.
Yes, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate the opportunity and hopefully we can do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I hope you get out and do a little more deer hunting soon.
Well, we appreciate you and have fun this weekend. And for our listeners out there, you can find Adventures in Business where you have find your podcast, or you can go to zediamedia.com under Connect and sign up to be a guest with us, and we'll talk to you and find your adventure too.
And we'll also put Justin's contact information.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's zediamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media Production.